Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Doug Hirsch, Gator out today. Sign Stealer recapped it to open the show. Your thoughts, 248-539-9797. And then there is yesterday, the first wave of cuts before our Detroit Lions season. And they included names that were speculated about. Probably the biggest of which was Donovan Peoples-Jones. Detroit kid, played at Michigan. And it just unfortunately didn't work out here. This is the second time I can think of that Brad Holmes traded for a receiver that didn't work out. They traded for Trinity Benson. And who's isn't he engaged to somebody famous?
He is. We did this.
It was Trinity. Was it?
Something to do with his name Trinity as well.
He's not engaged to Trinity Rodman, is he?
Yes. Or no, he's dating her or something. Maybe okay. Dating or engaged, one of the two. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Yeah. Trinity Benson.
Yeah. Because her name
is dating
would be,
Trinity Rodman.
Yeah, if she married him and she took his last name, her name would be Trinity Benson as well.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Anyway.
And they have a daughter. They name her Trinity as well.
Trinity, and then
of course you have to be
three of them.
Yeah, that's right. Doug.
Well done, well played. So, they let Donovan Peoples-Jones go. Now, second wide receiver I can think of off the top of my head that was traded for since Brad Holmes got here, and the second one that didn't work out, which sucks. You know, I think we all hoped that it would happen. I think in some ways they thought it would happen. And they felt comfortable in letting Josh Reynolds walk. But it didn't work out here. It was almost stunning to me that he made, I mean, I want to say so little of an impact. And it's because when you get into the preseason and you are a starting caliber player, if you're a starting caliber player playing in the third and fourth quarter of a preseason game, quite frankly, I expect you to dominate. And he didn't even really register all that much. He made some catches, but where was the domination? And so I guess that doesn't go as any big surprise. This morning it was announced that cornerback Stephen Gilmore, Jeremy Fowler reported that Stephen Gilmore had been let go, the cornerback. And I started working my way through the depth chart of what they have back. And yesterday they got down to 77. Then they cut Gilmore today, which takes them down by my count to 76. I think remaining, there are 15 obvious cuts to get down to 61. I might be shocked, but you know, you start looking at, you know, safety Lauren Strickland, tight end Parker Hess, quarterback Jake Fromm, running back Jake Funk. I don't think any of these guys are going to be kept on the 53-man roster. Those are the types of players that I think are of the 15 obvious cuts, which gets them down to 61. And they're on their way to 53. Once you do the obvious cut thing, then you start looking at players that, you know, you're like, okay, is Maurice Alexander going to make it? He hasn't been cut yet. Defensively, is Isaac Ukwu going to make it? He hasn't been cut yet. Is Chris Smith, the defensive tackle, going to make it? Well, he's still around. And, you know, Ben Neiman, special teams guy, linebacker, is he going to make it? Is CJ Moore going to make it? So, you know, maybe some of these, if you got to come up with nine guys, all the names I mentioned might not make it. And that's where it gets difficult in terms of, you know, You can make a case for some of those guys. People want to see Uku make it. People want to see Chris Smith make it. But, I mean, it's a numbers game, and there's still some work to be done, some heavy lifting to be done. And maybe I'm wrong on the obvious 15. Duke Clemens, the guard, is in the obvious 15 that I think probably gets his walking papers today. Jalen Garnes, the safety, probably gets his walking papers today. Javelin Guidry, the corner, probably gets his walking papers today. But look, I mean, they went through their, this is how it works. And these are all reported. I mean, my sense is that agents, when their guy gets cut, lets reporters know to get their name out there quickly to hope that they will get re-signed. Agents are a lot of a lot of people's sources in for a variety of topics in this league. Agents will talk to you, but these agents are, you know, they're trying to get their client's name out there, and so they're the ones that are probably leaking these stories about guys that are getting cut. But as it stands right now, we're still awaiting what I say. They're at 76, so they got 23 more to cut.
And don't forget, too, that there's going to be possible cuts even if guys make the initial 53-man roster. Like we saw with David Blau and Tim Boyle. You know, I think they first released, Tim Boyle, I think it was. And then, so we're like, oh, David Blau's the backup. And then I think David Blau got released shortly after that. And they went out and got Nate Sudfeld, actually. So, but yeah, so, I mean, you know, I know these are real jobs, real people, everything on the line here. So they make that first cut. They still got to wait for to make really a second, you know, unofficial cut to make sure the Lions don't see somebody else on a waiver wire they like. Because I think we're all in the other under the assumption that the next receiver, especially with DPJ being cut already, that it's not on this roster. They still might be looking for another receiver from someone else's team.
Well, that's where some names are coming up, and we'll get to those names in a minute. Did they make a mistake by not bringing back Josh Reynolds? I mean, Josh Reynolds, I don't get the sense that he was going to break the bank. Dave Burkett kind of tweeted as much, brought up whether or not they should have just paid Josh Reynolds. I think they were planning on Donovan Peoples-Jones getting that job done. And I'm guessing that they're a little disappointed that that didn't work out. I mean, Josh Reynolds was a role player, but he was good at his role, who unfortunately made the massive mistake at the in the NFC title game. He actually made two of them. They had two drops, which wasn't his, you know, it leaves a very weird legacy here in Detroit. What you always have to consider is maybe Josh Reynolds didn't want to stay here. I mean, it's a two-way street, right? Maybe he said, I want to go strike out and try and be a number two receiver. I'm not going to be the number two receiver ever in Detroit. I want to go be a number two receiver somewhere. Maybe that was his goal.
Yeah, I guess until we hear from him specifically, we'll never know the reason. I tend to think it was probably a contract issue. I think he would have got over the fact that, yeah, he had a bad last game here, you know?
Yeah.
But he was so good before that. You know, they were so close as a team to getting to the ultimate goal as a player, winning the Super Bowl, at least making it to the Super Bowl. I think in the end, I feel like I agree with you. I think the Lions thought, if we don't get Josh Reynolds at a number we feel comfortable with, we'll just lean on DPJ. We got him late in the year last year. Now it gives him a full offseason to get up to speed, develop into the type of receiver we think he can be. Unfortunately, that didn't work out. And this is all hindsight. Maybe in hindsight, they regret, hey, you know what? Maybe we should have gave Josh the number that he was looking for.
Yeah. I'm just looking at this, and I'm wondering, is he going to be the number two receiver in Denver?
No, Denver, first of all, he goes to a place where they didn't have a quarterback, okay? Yeah. And they go to a place where they had really good receivers already in place. So to me, that's why I feel like this was a contract issue. Over there, they end up trading Jerry Jeudy. They have Sutton. I guess they're going to release Tim Patrick, which is a good receiver. Who's the kid from Penn State that they drafted a couple years ago? He's on the team still, isn't he?
Hamlin? No.
Is he injured again? But they had a bunch of receivers, but maybe they were sick of waiting because guys were getting hurt all the time.
But here's the other thing. Whether he was seeking to be a number two receiver or not, let's just say he was seeking to be a number two receiver. That doesn't mean that's why he chose Denver. He might have chose Denver because they were one of the few teams that wanted him and he didn't get what he was after. But, I mean, you can make the case that they would be in better shape having kept him, but that's in hindsight. And I think the way it went down with Donovan Peoples-Jones is probably a big disappointment.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a big disappointment for them.
Sorry, KJ Hamler is the receiver I was thinking of. They also have Marvin Mims. They have a plethora of receivers over there that just can't stay healthy.
Yeah. And maybe that's why he's there.
Yeah.
But you mentioned Tim Patrick, okay? That they are reportedly going to cut him and they're seeking a trade. Tim Patrick is a 6'4" receiver that has persevered through back-to-back catastrophic season-ending injuries. 2 years ago, it was an ACL. Last year, it was a torn Achilles. In the 2020 season,
1920. Yeah, sorry. They didn't throw the ball then.
No. In the 2020 season, he had 51 catches and 6 touchdowns. In the 2021 season, he had 53 catches and 5 touchdowns. Could he be the solution at wide receiver for the Lions? So the report is that Denver's seeking a trade, and if they can't come up with one, he will become a free agent. I mean, he could be. The problem is an ACL, I think he can come back from an ACL. Any position that relies on speed whatsoever, when you have an Achilles injury and you're 30 years old, that is a formula for losing a step. And if you're relying on speed, that is not great. That's bad for running backs, defensive backs, wide receivers. I mean, everybody wants to be as fast as they can be, but some positions it's more important than others. So that seems like a percentage play that might not exactly work, but maybe they would, maybe they're not willing to trade for him, but maybe they'll contact him in free agency. He could be a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because, of course, you're not going to bat 1,000, and Brad Holmes did so well with St. Brown, right? And J-Mo, I mean, I think we see the upside that he could potentially be really good in this league. But every other receiver, it's been a swing and miss. You mentioned the two trades earlier. I don't think you mentioned Denzel Mims. Remember that late, you know, trade? It was for late picks, and it was conditional, so I don't even know if they end up giving anything for him. But they went and signed with Tre'Quan Smith in the offseason. When Holmes first got here, it was Tyrell Williams, Breshad Perriman on 1 year deal. So I'm not even sure how much he believed in him then. But if he goes out and looks for another receiver, I don't know how much of an impact they're going to make because
sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
You know, other than St. Brown, I guess Josh Reynolds, right? Who else has made a real, real impact on this team?
At the wide receiver spot.
At the wide receiver spot.
There have been some struggles. Allen Robinson just got released by the Giants.
He's a big receiver.
He's 31 years old. He's 6'2", 210, and he's a Detroit native. And remember, if you're asking for a third receiver, you're not asking for somebody to be a 100-catch guy. You're asking someone to be Josh Reynolds, who was like a, what was he, like a 40-catch guy? Now, he caught a lot of passes for first downs, but will this Detroit native want to come home? The Giants also, did they actually release Isaiah Hodgins? Or is they?
That's according to Jeremy Fowler, I believe.
Okay. I mean, these are both Giants who, you know, the Lions, if they had joint practices, if those guys practice, they got a good look at them. So they could be possibilities at the receiver spot.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.